Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX. Travel over long distances can wear you out. The sudden change in time zones can wreak havoc on your body. This week on an encore presentation of Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells us how he deals with jet lag.
Matthew, as we're talking, you're about 72 hours away from a trip to Italy, and jet lag is a big issue, I'm sure, in your work and for anybody who travels. As a traveler, when do you start addressing the situation of jet lag?
Right now.
Before you get on the plane.
Absolutely. So what I'm trying to do is I'm, you know, exercising a bit more. I'll try to go into this trip really rested. So I'll try to get a couple good nights sleep. So I know I'll be up for 24 hours en route to Italy. So I have a bit of fiber, Ed, getting ready for this trip.
It's not just sleep that gets thrown off.
No. Everything, your digestive system gets thrown off when you head to the other side of the planet.
Okay. So before you get on the plane, you're being a little more active, and you know that's relative to how active you usually are, right? So if you're an exerciser, you're doing some intense exercise.
Right.
If you're a pretty sedentary person, maybe just get up and walk a little more.
Absolutely, just take some walks.
And you're really taking good care of yourself in your diet and your sleep. Right.
You got
now. So once I'm on the plane, what happens?
Make sure that you have an aisle seat, because it's really important when you're flying 8, 10, 15 hours that you're able to get up without bugging people who are asleep and stretch as much as possible. I mean, I probably get up every hour and a half at least just to do some stretches. And then the day of, hit a grocery store, go get some healthy snacks, get some carrots and some broccoli. And, you know, so you're not just eating bread and pasta and cookies and ice cream all the way to your destination, which is what they're serving you.
I know that you also say, avoid alcohol on planes.
Oh, it dehydrates you. You know, I know it's free, and oftentimes the lure is just to have a couple gin and tonics. But you know, you want to be on your game when you arrive in a foreign destination. You don't want to be loopy. You want to be totally alert and totally prepared.
So you've landed, you've had some food, and you're getting ready for bed. You maybe have that first night's sleep, but jet lag. You know, the old axiom is that jet lag sets in the number of days after the number of time zones you've traveled,
that's
right?
That's right. The hardest day for me isn't day one. It's day two.
Yeah.
Over there. That's the day I'm just at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just absolutely exhausted. But, you know, they've proven that one of the fastest things you can do is to expose yourself to sunlight. Hmm. So once you get to the other side of the planet, if even on a cloudy day, get out and walk. Get your blood pumping. Drink a lot of water, as much water as you can all the way across on your trip.
So these are good tips for things you can do to try and address the problem. I would imagine, though, the bottom line is sometimes you just have to give in, and there's no shame, because you don't want to be unhealthy or exhausted for the whole trip. So sometimes if your body says sleep, it might be wise to just, you know, sleep.
Well, I think that's true, but the only time that I give into that is when I'm already exhausted. I hate going into a trip already tired. Then I'll get over there and say, you know, wait a minute, I didn't even get to sleep the last 72 hours. There's no reason why I shouldn't be sleeping at any time. Mm-hmm. I typically don't sleep on the plane, though, and I actually think that's a good thing, because it means that I'm arriving at my destination, I'm tired, I'm ready to go to bed. But, you know, sleeping on a plane for 3 or 4 hours is not a bad thing, but it's not something I can do.
And like all travel, have a sense of humor and roll with the punches.
Right, right.
All right, Matthew Brumley, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.